listening to the Shapeless Mass Podcast from podcast.shapelessmass.com.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Series of hiatuses, but I have a new work schedule, and so you know we're back.
Am I
sort of now? Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, this is a podcast.
Visit us online
at
podcast.shapelessmass.com and myspace.com.
Yeah.
/
Shapeless Mass
Cast.
Anyway,
you can email us with this thing we have.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Our guests this week are all return guests.
They're not really guests.
Stephanie.
Yeah, we're more permanent residents.
They're more like hanger-oners.
Stephanie is on, whatchamacallit? MySpace?
Drugs.
No, yeah, lots of them.
Good ones, too.
The expensive kind. The thingy that you're looking for is myspace.com/faceself, F-U-Y-S-Y-L-P-H. Come and tell me that you've read me, and then I'll be happy.
To her right is the man, the myth, the legend.
The one and only.
Brack
Yeller.
Or do you prefer John?
A.K.A. John. It doesn't really matter. I answered everything.
John, Brack A.K.A. Yeller. Brack Yeller. We'll call you both. To his right, the lovely, the talented...
Woohoo! Amber.
Amber.
Hey, Amber.
She's MVP's better half.
I have two new songs, so I wondered which one you guys wanted to hear. The one in 3/4 time or the one in regular time?
3/4 time.
For sure.
A waltz.
Played in regular time.
A waltz.
It's not really a waltz. Okay. So this is a new song by me. It's called Remembering Better Times That Never Happened.
the octopus.
No, so, I was talking about the guy who did the Ding Dong song.
Oh, you touched me.
That Gunter.
Oh, that Gunter.
Are you totally unaware of this Gunter's existence?
Yes.
We'll get to it. Oh, yes.
Okay.
So,
oh, God.
What's next?
That one's wrong. Autoerotic asphyxiated Grover.
We could go ahead and review the world.
We'll review the world. I like when you review the world.
Move the other players.
Mildred reviews the world.
You dropped a bunch of cards on the floor.
Yeah, I did. I'll get
yeah, she had a little happy party.
Whee! I love the cards.
For everybody at home, we're looking at our gigantic collection of 1,000 blank white cards
gigantic
right now.
Instead of the video game, why don't you review 1,000 blank white cards?
Okay, yeah, that's a good game. I give it blank thumbs up.
Okay.
We've talked about it though. Have we talked about it in detail? Let's tell them a little bit how you play 1,000 blank white cards.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you get a bunch of people together with imaginations that know how to draw a little bit.
Yeah, like.
It helps if you know how to draw. I mean, I know how to draw. John knows how to draw, and Mr. Pierce is a surprisingly good artist. He hides it.
I know how to draw. I just choose not to.
He doesn't do it that often, but when he pulls it out, it's like really awesome.
Thanks.
He doesn't draw enough. That's all I'm insinuating.
So once you've got those people gathered together in a room, you have to have lots of soda and chips
and weed,
stuff, pizza. Yeah, well, that's not allowed.
LSD.
And these raspberries were up someone's ass.
Anyway, so you get all these people together in a room, and you got all this stuff in the room.
Yeah, it helps if you're not easily offended.
Yeah.
So anyway, the game is basically you're making up a lot of the cards as you go. Like, read that one. I don't know what it is, but obviously it's good.
Ian has to take a leak again. Take 5 cards.
Damn it, Ian.
Stop.
I play with this Ian of which you speak.
Somebody very close to my heart. Somebody that I'm buying a house with.
Oh. Okay. So he's a pastry.
Does Mr. Pierce know?
Mr. Pierce is fairly aware of the situation.
Okay.
Anyway.
Fairly aware.
Fairly aware. Assume he wears.
Like he's semi-comatose or something.
Like semi-conscious.
So,
your review of the game?
I think it's a great game. If you guys want to check out like detailed instructions how to play it, I actually have them on my website.
Yeah, you can put a link up.
PopAmericana.com. Just click on the link. That's there.
It says like 1,000 blank white cards.
Yeah.
And it's got a bunch of examples.
And it says,
you have your own example.
Like, all the stuff's coming, and it's never going to come.
Well, we got most of the good stuff up there. We got the cards, and we got the instructions.
Yeah, but
that's
like the cards when we started the game. And there's like this whole other level that's, you know.
Classic,
yeah, yeah. They're classic cards. So.
And there's some of them that I'm glad we have because, you know, I don't want them to ever get destroyed, honestly. But
yeah.
This one's interesting. It's a picture of a FedEx box with a butterfly on it. It says, "You sentimental idiot. The box you left unopened on the deserted island contained a solar-powered satellite phone. Lose 4 turns."
This week's episode is brought by cheap-ass Kroger Popsicle.
Yay! I want an orange. It's blueberry. I know.
Blue.
I eat the Kroger ones. I love them. 5 thumbs up. She brought me 2, though.
What you got?
John?
I can't eat Popsicle.
Wow.
They're against his religion.
Yes, they are.
Okay, I get 2.
You communist.
Oh, I want 2.
Communists don't have religion.
You have 2 oranges.
You got 2.
Okay, that's a fair shot.
These take me back.
Yep.
I have a funny story
about that.
It's
like being
a
kid all over again.
Germany
survives. Now it's like being home like last week when I had popsicles.
So it takes you back to last week?
Yeah, because I usually have a pretty good...
It really takes you back.
I have like a good supply of popsicles.
Yeah, I make sure.
Because I'm kind of addicted to them.
Yeah, I've gone through a box of popsicles on a day.
I like those creamsicles, but I like these.
I give it 5 thumbs up.
I like the Eddie juice ones.
Plus, it's summer in Augusta, Georgia. So it's hot as hell.
Real hot.
Literally.
Out of my shorts, it's cooking.
Yeah, well, that wasn't...
Yesterday, I baked an entire loaf of bread in my pants.
Woo-hoo. What?
Yeasty.
Yeasty?
I said yeasty.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that brings me to the thought of unleavened bread and juice. I watched a really
orange good juice.
No, juice.
You were incredibly
apple good juice.
Really, really good movie about Esther.
The German wants to talk about the Jews. Yeah. Let her talk.
Elmo kills Joy. Ha ha ha! Jesus hates you and God hates bags. All cards with Joy on them are to be discarded.
That was an awesome Elmo impression.
Jesus hates you.
Huh?
A Night with the King.
Jesus hates
you. It had Omar Sharon, Peter O'Toole, and a bunch of other people in it.
And must be old.
Peter O'Toole plays the Prophet Samuel.
Uh-huh.
And
the Prophet Samuel Jackson?
No, just Samuel.
It'd be much cooler if it was Samuel Jackson.
That would be cooler. Mm. He's not in the Bible!
It would be much cooler if he was in the Bible.
And it was a really
he'd be like, cool do it alone, say it!
He could play Jesus. Jesus is black.
It was a really, really cool movie that I think everybody should go see.
Jesus was African American. Everybody knows that.
Omar Sharif plays the advisor to King Xerxes. Xerxes goes to Greece and gets his butt kicked and then goes back to Persia and is a king for the rest of his life with Esther, and they have lots of children and there's more.
Esther hooked up with the Persians?
Well, what happened was Esther's real name was Kamala or something like that.
Uh-huh. I hate soap opera.
My spoon is too big.
And so she is chosen as one of the many. Okay. Never mind.
I like too complicated.
I always like the name Esther, though.
Read the card.
I'll
read the card.
For good measures, read the card.
I'm not reading that card.
Read the card.
Do it.
Read the card.
I don't like this one.
Well, okay, we know you don't like it, but just go ahead and read the card, please.
I like pooping myself. You have a diaper fetish. All your positive points are now negative. This is an example of an action card in the game. Deflection cards are much more fun.
Huh. Yeah, they're kind of limited.
Anyway.
But they're very original sometimes.
Should have said it with a little sing song that was, I like pooping myself. I like pooping my tail. Hey, nice shot.
So.
But I can't.
John.
What? Why are you pointing? Use your words. You're a big boy now.
Oh,
Trying to giant ant like a cowboy.
Mouthfruit. Oh.
Two syllables.
Tooth frozen. Ah!
Oh, oh, oh boy.
Devious evil frog deflects card of choosing.
Evil!
I hope to be in the toilet.
La 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 la
la la la la la la.
I don't know what's funnier, the song or the fact that you can sing along with it.
I always wanted to do like another version of that where it starts off with just her and it loops. Like it doesn't end more of the song, but as the song goes, like a choir joins in with her, like in harmony, like, I boo baby!
Like the Mormon tabernacle choir just going at it.
Yeah, Mormons like to poop and pee.
Well, no,
they pee down.
I meant singing, but yeah, I suppose they poop and pee too.
Yeah.
Get happy flower card.
Here's an example of a deflection card. No! Darth Vader's wife dies. Darth turns into a wuss. Card is deflected.
Pico commie scum.
Didn't turn into a wuss.
He did.
It says.
He was a wuss before he became Darth Vader.
Well, yeah, that's true. Oh, this is my favorite. Best card that I ever did.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Not the one about Katrina. Yes. It's Louisiana being hit in a wrestling ring, and he did it right after Katrina because he's an evil bastard who's damned to hell.
You hello, fucker.
You know, I think so many people didn't get worked up about that right off the bat because the media has done such a good job of just kind of like making us completely immune to any kind of disaster at this point.
So,
this is one of those cards that shows you that you cannot be easily offended when you play this game. Raped by Stephen Hawking. Dink it, bitch. Lose 1 billion points.
I don't lose my car.
So what do you think of the popsicles, man?
What do you think about popsicles?
I love just popsicle.
I could taste it.
Popsicle is my favorite.
I'm on my second one.
They're very, very cold.
What do you think, John?
They look nice. They look real tasty, and you're going to eat them down pretty fast.
How come you don't like popsicles, man?
I just don't like
them. No, seriously.
I choke on them a lot.
Yeah.
Gag reflex.
You're not supposed to eat them that way, John.
Well, you know, they melt real quick and get a pretty good little...
So, yeah, I give the popsicles 5 thumbs up.
Five.
It tastes like cigarettes.
Really?
You have to use the trough.
Oh, my God.
Do you not know what the trough is?
That is so disgusting. We had one of those in a club I went into.
Troughs are pretty nasty.
Do you not know what the trough is, Ro?
You've never seen a trough?
It's not like a separate urinal. It's like a whole little...
Oh, okay, cool.
Everybody pees in the river.
A lot of women don't know about the trough, so, you know.
It's been featured in movies here and again.
Has it?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever seeing a movie that the trough featured prominently.
They had that Modern Marvels episode about the trough.
Right.
I don't think they've ever made a movie about the trough.
Then he had the fortitude and the ingenuity to say, who needs separate urinals when you could just put them all together in one? I bet he agonized for...
Who?
The guy who invented the trough.
Moses.
But this had to have been Mike's card.
No, I don't think Mike ever played a game with... the big card.
No.
I think these came from Larry, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well... The drawing on this one is very poor.
Well, that's like half the population's right there.
That's part of the fun of the game.
It's the anal explosion part. Your ass explodes and take 2 turns with it.
I think there's an unwritten rule that there has to be one of those in every single deck.
Hmm? Oh, ours has multiple, like,
well,
ass.
Like the Oh No card, the original one from the original website back in the day.
Hey, can I play a song?
Sure.
All right.
You can play a song.
What song do you
want to
hear?
Well, I've been listening to a lot of the new M.I.A. album.
Yeah, $20 worth.
All right, $20.
$20!
I say in general the album is definitely better than her first one.
The louder the better. Debbie shits on the carpet again. Negative 10,000 points.
Yeah. Debbie was a good cat.
I'm a 50. Carpet!
Way. Where is my mind?
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up if you dare to disobey his stern command. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up.
He really fucked him up.
When the people went and turned their backs on him, he can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fence. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He went and fucked Ray up.
Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
That was the always talented John R. Butler with his Hand of the Almighty, a song that I find anyone who's attended any amount of church in their life generally tends to love the moment they hear it.
Well, you know, it just illustrates the differences between the Old Testament God and the New Testament God. Because the Old Testament God was very, you know, here's my wrath.
You're getting so deep into this song that it's just an excuse for him to say the word fuck as many times as possible.
Well, you know, I'm all in support of that, but if I could prove a point with it.
Okay,
same time,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
That was pretty much the point. Was that, you know, the Old Testament God was all like, you know, hey, I'm full of wrath. And the New Testament God was like, no, man, everything's cool.
He has your soul on eBay.
Didn't somebody do that? Didn't somebody sell their soul on eBay?
You can't. So we're going to review one more thing since you're looking at it. Let's review Banksy's book.
Oh, yeah. I'm checking it out. It looks good.
Dreadly. Graffiti in the world. What is with the people going to the Roman Forum and just taking a spray can of paint and going from one end of a pillar to the other end of a pillar that's on the ground and just putting paint on it?
What does that have to do with, exactly, what does that have to do with graffiti again?
Those are not graffiti writers doing that.
What
those
is that? Ass.
That's a guy with a spray can full of paint.
Graffiti writers
really
don't
nothing
hit,
more.
Like landmarks and stuff like that.
Because everywhere you went in Rome, there was spray paint everywhere. We'll say graffiti
everywhere. It's like if you
but there was spray paint everywhere.
If you buy like a spray can of spray paint and then go like spray some shells, you know, that's about as close as graffiti as that.
Like, if
but
you're an
they're
asshole,
the ones who give like actual straight, graffiti writers about
it. Wait, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, that reminds me of a really awesome needs. Bit.
You're
back
quite
here.
Right about that, Stephanie.
Listen to this. This is from Banksy's book, too, which we're about to review.
Banksy?
When explaining yourself to the police, it's worth being as reasonable as possible. Graffiti writers are not real villains. Real villains consider the idea of breaking in someplace, not stealing anything, and then leaving behind a painting of your name in 4-foot-high letters the most retarded thing they ever heard of. He's a genius.
And quite talented.
Yes. And people love to say he can't draw, but clearly when you look at like the drawings he's got in there, the paintings he's got in there, the man is a remarkable artist. So, yeah. What do you think of Banksy's book?
Well, I only flipped through a few pages, but I'm going to predict that I like it quite a bit.
So.
I've seen quite a bit of his work, so I can only assume, you know.
Well, that's mainly what the book is. It doesn't have the Paris Hilton bit in it, though.
That's a bummer.
The book came out before the Paris Hilton gag. Yeah,
well, it mentioned that it has 10% more crap, so I figured that was a
good Yeah, I did, too. I was a little disappointed. Just for your sake, since you were asking, and probably anyone who's listening, Banksy is a stencil artist. He does stencil and paste-up graffiti, which he's kind of got a political edge, but in a funny way. But he did this prank on Paris Hilton when her album came out. He got DJ Danger Mouse to remix the album with, like, Danger Mouse reinterpreting instrumentals of the album, only harder. And then he took all these samples from The Simple Life of her saying incredibly stupid things and then put those on top of the instrumentals. They burned that onto disc, and then he printed up all these remixed versions of the album liner art. So, like, for instance, on the inside, there's a photo of her with her dog, and he swapped her head and the dog's head.
It's really, they're kind of interchangeable in yeah. life anyway.
And, like,
nobody really noticed.
Little nasty things that you could say, like, every album that you buy puts you one step out of my reach, and stuff like that. So then what he did was he had, like, 4,000 copies of this made up. He had them shrink-wrapped with stickers on the front and everything. And the stickers were, like, really mean, too. I don't remember. But then he smuggled the CDs into music stores with a working barcode and just put them on the shelves and then left.
Oh,
so,
that's sweet.
Yeah. Seriously.
I've never seen any of his work, but already I like him.
So, yeah, I give it, like, 4 thumbs up, maybe.
8 thumbs down?
1 for not having the Paris Hilton thing. And plus 1 because I haven't gotten a chance to really look through it yet.
You always do that. You always penalize the whatever it is for... Yeah. Anyway.
Well, if it was better, he put it higher up on his list of things to do.
I think you're crazy, just like me.
And now, Harry Logan.
We will pause for a moment while the right take their drugs. I think they take it. Well, we know some of them do. Hey, you know, I never thought it was an accident that Rush Limbaugh turned out to be taking, what, like more OxyContin than any human being ever? I mean, you know, it turns out that Rush had an OxyContin, i.e. a drug, i.e. like a narcotic drug habit that would make it into the Guinness Book of Drug Records. Okay, the man had a serious problem. Who knows? He may be better, but the funny thing is, you know, it didn't change his rap. I would say it made his rap better. Don't you think Rush's rap is not quite the same since he stopped taking drugs?
Why, yes, Perry, as a concerned viewer, I would say that I think that Rush's act has somewhat lost its luster since he stopped taking Guinness Book of World Record-breaking amounts of OxyContin. Heavy drugs. Right fingers are on drugs. Hi,
you have tuned in, you poor person. Hey, hi, welcome to the halfway through Are right wingers on drugs? Are they right on drugs? Are they right on drugs is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Well, of course, the one quick answer is, of course, some of them are. Well, Rush was, wasn't he? Well, you see, I always found this exceedingly telling. This is very telling. It proves that the rantings of a drug-crazed maniac such as Rush Limbaugh, the mad and lunatic rantings of a crazed drug freak named Rush Limbaugh! I think it's very telling, don't you think, that the rantings of a drug-crazed lunatic such as Rush Limbaugh, sing! The rantings of Rush as he took world record-breaking quantities of illegally obtained drugs. I'm getting to the point. The point is that the rantings of this drug-crazed lunatic were indistinguishable from the whole right-wing rap, the whole right-wing message.
Perry Logan. You know, he would be an expert on the ravings of
a psychopathic lunatic
Guinness World Record
on drugs.
Drugs.
Because every time I see Perry Logan, I'm like, that's a guy on drugs. That's a guy on methamphetamines.
I keep waiting to see him outside PCP of like a 7-Eleven just screaming at the sky angrily.
He's talking to nobody.
Maybe
like,
possibly rubbing shit into his hair.
Republicans are all scumbags! And there's like nobody there, and everyone's like, okay, yeah, here's your sorting, Mr. Logan. Okay, get the fuck out. Did you guys organize all those cards?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I told you, I'm like an idiot savant. I mean, I didn't weed them out, the bad ones from the good ones.
No, but I mean, I'm just amazed.
We had them all facing, at least half of them I'm facing.
They're mostly faced out, yeah.
Wow.
See what you can do when you work together as a team?
Exactly.
And knowing is half the battle.
Joe!
You already knew where I was going with that. That's sad. We need to stop hanging out so much.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
You're welcome.
Very interested.
Yeah. Amazing Perry.
I want to like see if I can contract him for the next Republican National Congress and just kind of like have him streak through there. Like pay him $1 million. Like, hey, Perry, you want to fulfill your wet dream, your every wet dream that you've ever had? We're going to have you streak naked through the Republican National Congress.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you like that?
He's probably planning on doing that anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are key Republicans who are aware of his existence.
Yeah.
He's probably on some list somewhere, you know?
That's why we'd have to parachute him.
Naked. I like this plan gets more and more elaborate.
Oh, you know me, I'm big on elaborate plans. We parachute him in naked.
Okay, now, is there a warehouse full of monkeys?
There could be.
No. Monkeys! Monkeys.
Right.
Well, see, now he can run the gamut of the Republican National Congress and run into a warehouse full of monkeys, and that way, like, you know, the monkeys will chase out past Perry Logan and attack the Republicans, and the Republicans have to go through the monkey warehouse to get to Perry Logan to kill him. It's like one of those insane Flash video games you find on like websites that are trying to sell you mortgages or something.
So we're going to play the song 463 by Buck 50.
Today, wondering lost, is true what they say, and who was to blame? TV and magazines, they'd have you believe every day is Halloween. Why, when I was a kid, playing in the ditches, living in fear of Satan and the witches. The whole world was made of wood and smelled like gasoline. The days were at least twice as long and the grass was green. Running for my life, I was cursed by a talking snake. I'd walk all day and throw rocks across a bottomless lake. There was a killer in the woods who would whistle. Once in a while I could hear him shoot his pistol and the other kids hated me. But like a martyr I drove myself harder and harder. Blood in my eyes, scrubbing to get the dirt off. I didn't say much, didn't like to take my shirt off. Was quick, but I didn't know the meaning of pain yet. I'd visit Father Bob and he would show me his train set. Tell me a story, offer me a glass of milk. Send me on my way with a question to ask myself. The rain didn't bother me, the search had meaning. Church was good, but I'd rather be dreaming. High speed horseshoes, harnesses, and heavy string. Problem is today they got an answer for everything. 463, an X, an O, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, a punch, a kick, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, a yes, a no, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, it's life, death, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. Learn the words. Turning the double play, doing some damage in my own subtle way. I've been all over, I've seen too much. I no longer feel the need to rush. I'm upside down, I'm inside out. Broken glass all in my mouth. Cut wide open, and everybody knew why. Cause when it comes to rocking something fierce, do I. 463, an X, an O, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, a punch, a kick, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, a yes, a no, and I can't think of a better way to end the day. 463, it's life, death, and I can't think of a better way to end the day.
touch my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong. La-la.
Come on, man. Say it right.
I'm from Gunther. This song is about my penis.
Well, not your penis.
Well, Gunther's penis.
Everybody's
penis.
That's
how he does it when he gets in the club and he's all like, I'm Gunther. This song is about my penis. And he plays it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'd go to a Gunther show.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna check on Polestar. See if he's touring.
The advice column.
Moments ago, I made French fries. I was looking for an alternative to ketchup because it gets old, you know, because it doesn't have that natural preservative in it and all. And came up with garlic ketchup. More simply, it's ketchup with garlic powder mixed in.
Who knew?
It's not bad. My question is, however, what are some weird food combos that are enjoyable? Not ketchup and garlic powder.
Yeah. Can I suggest one?
Sure. Okay.
Ketchup and curry.
Okay, okay.
They sell it at the International Market in Atlanta.
Ketchup and powdered sugar.
Ketchup and babies.
That doesn't count.
It's weird. Ketchup's it's, a weird food combo.
Is it enjoyable, though? Is it enjoyable?
Weird food combination.
Oh, you touched my shawarma.
No, ding, ding, dong. breakfast stuff that's quick and easy, but nobody else will touch it, although it's really good. Cottage cheese.
I like cottage cheese.
About half of one of the small cans of crushed pineapple.
Oh.
A little bit of, like, flavored coffee creamer, like amaretto or hazelnut or something. And then, like, a scoop, a little teaspoonful of my favorite jam or preserve or something. And
so, like, if you suddenly, somehow, accidentally, and do, like
And a couple packets of Splenda.
You take a little bit of poison in, you know, you need to induce vomiting.
Also makes a great Epicac.
No.
Now, see, I like to watch some of those shows, like the Anthony Bourdain show, and with Zimmerman, whatever. And he's actually a little bit too out there for me. I don't do the insects, and I don't
and
do
the live beating frog hearts. No,
I do want to try those little bugs that taste like mint.
That are covered in chocolate.
No, these ones are they were alive when you ate them.
Oh,
they're like really tiny and they taste like mint or something. I'd be like, yeah, why not? I'll try that. But anyway, most of the stuff that I see on those shows, like Anthony Bourdain's, is like nowhere near as nasty as the stuff she likes to fix up.
But, I've eaten frog legs and I've eaten alligator, deer, rabbit. The grossest I get, or the most experimental I get, is I put Heinz 57 on my baked potato.
You outlaw. You rebel.
I get wild with my seasoning combo.
So, are you going to go to the Wild Game dinner with me?
Actually, if you ever have he buys those cheap little shitty, like, 45-cent pizzas, you know?
And kicks them up a notch.
But what he does, he puts a litany of, like, his own, like, patented recipe of various spices on them, and they taste damn good. I'm serious. And he puts a little more cheese on top of them too. So I mean, it's really actually very tasty.
I'd like to try that. I'd like to hear his secret blend of herbs and spices.
I want some school pizza.
The little bricks.
We had good pizza at Evans High School. We had because they had the shitty
pizza at Evans.
No, they had the shitty pizza that you could get in the regular lunch line. Then they had the a la carte line where they had this whole other. It's like gourmet.
They didn't have that at Evans. I mean, at Lakeside, I don't think they had that at Lakeside. I thought we were like the rich snobs. But you guys get like all the options at lunch, apparently.
I never ate any of the school lunch.
I came here from Westerville, Ohio, in my middle school. We had an a la carte line, and that's all we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. I mean, the stuff you could get there was like good. Like, you get milkshakes.
I prefer my
school, you get a milkshake.
I prefer my lunch program at when I went to high school in D.C. in Rockville, Maryland, actually.
Yeah.
And that was where you could just leave and go wherever the hell you wanted. Yeah.
So
it was in the middle of a city, so you had a lot of options.
Weird combinations.
I'm partial to taking like chopped up roast beef, putting it in a bowl with a bunch of cheese, and then melting it and having like roast beef cheese stew.
Now, what I did do that was really good, I made this myself, is I took a can of some kind of soup, like
water
the thicker the soup, the better, like chunky chicken noodle soup or beef stew or something like that, and you get biscuits in a tube. You cook them like halfway, just a little bit to the top is done, and you stick them top side down, the side that's done, in there into a casserole dish with the soup on the bottom and some boiled rice. You mix that into to make it thicker. Cook that up for about 30 minutes. That's really good.
Ooh-wee, mm-hmm. That sounds like a good idea. Mm-hmm. Why are we talking
it was
about
really
food?
Good.
Yeah.
That's what the question was.
Okay, question's over. No more food questions. Okay. No more eating. Okay.
No more eating ever?
Yes.
questions. Oh, my.
Okay.
Huh?
These are all long questions this time. It's,
okay, that's cool. Okay. Okay, so... There must be a girl. okay, so I had sex like a week ago for the first time, and before I did, my partner ate me out, and I liked it a lot, and I gave him a BJ, and that was fine too. Like, I like that, but when he gave me sex, I didn't like it. I had my eyes open and looked at his walls.
Not balls.
Walls.
I looked at his balls.
And it didn't. And it didn't appeal to me. For some reason, I feel like I'll like anal sex more. But does it mean because I didn't like intercourse, I'm not straight?
Yes.
I don't like girls. I mean, I've been eaten out by a girl and I liked it, but I don't like girls. What does this all mean? Was it just that I didn't like the guy who, by the way, is my ex? Whatever.
I don't even know what that last. We were being FBS.
Fuck buddies.
Is that what that means?
FBS and fuck buddies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Fuck buddies, but screw that now. Screw you, fuck buddy.
So whatever. That's the stupidest question ever. Honestly, it's like whatever. It's totally just like.
It's you know, insecure about their sexuality.
Exactly. That's like everybody.
Sexuality, what they should be, and it's a silly sort of thing.
No, it's not. It wasn't even. She thinks she's gay because she didn't like the guy she's with.
She probably has that condition. Not liking vaginal sex.
Vaginismus.
Yeah.
She just didn't like that dude. He just didn't know what he was doing. Probably.
She said she was like interested
that,
in anal
like,
sex.
But she never actually
she
the first time.
Sex.
Yeah.
Asked if she would be.
Yeah.
The first time like, it's always kind of rough for ladies, or so I've been led to believe. So it takes a little while to get used to it. You know, it's the first time is not something that you like, and then it gets better as it goes on.
I usually find it's best to drop them back off at school when you're done.
Can I have a question not from a 12-year-old? Next time.
For our friend?
No.
Roll a pair?
If there's someone
who love the person you're with?
Drop out of school, seriously.
If there's someone who should not be reproducing?
It's you.
People like that.
Oh, come on. She's just a kid. She don't know. She's just writing it in a different weird dialect.
Okay.
Oh, grammar.
This next question.
She, I mean, seriously, I give her props on at least, you know, curiosity and stuff. So,
this next question creeped me the fuck out.
Okay, my best friend is mentally challenged and has accidentally killed a young woman.
A young woman.
If I turn him in, he will spend the rest of his life in a mental hospital, where he will probably live a sad and fearful life. Unlike his current life of joy and
murder.
But if I run away with him, he might do the same to someone else, and this would make me an accessory to a crime.
I hate to tell you this, but already you're an accessory to a crime.
And both of us will be fugitives of the law. That'd be awesome, dude.
Wanted
for murder.
Maybe they could like get their own series and fight crime.
But if I kill him, I will spare my friend the pain of living a cruel existence in a mental hospital. He is my only friend. I will not see him get hurt. What should I do?
I won't see him get hurt unless I kill him!
Isn't this
the plot of Mice and Men?
Wait.
See it red. Is that really the plot of Mice
and Men? Yeah, it is.
The bunnies.
I think we just fell for some other podcast dude's joke. There's some other podcast jerk out there like us, you know? And what his shtick is, he goes onto this website and posts the plots of movies and books. And it's...
But I have to say something.
Like Old
Yeller. Because I really love my dog, but he's so
sick. Okay, I'm serious. Is that really the plot of that?
Yeah, I don't even think it's...
That's totally a prank.
I don't think that strays even
oh
a little.
God. I fell for it, too. I said I'm not familiar with the work, so... Okay. We should go read to see if she picks up on it, then. I'm kind of curious now what her response is.
Make a serious comment.
Okay, yeah, what's your advice, Stephanie?
Mental hospitals aren't that bad.
Compared to, yeah.
Years,
yeah.
Being running from the law or dead, I'd rather be in a mental hospital.
Do they let you play video games?
No.
Then,
but if you can get access,
seriously,
if you
I mean,
get access to the activity leaders. Computer,
would I let? Be, would I be allowed to bring
then
my?
Then you could play video games.
Would I be allowed to bring my DS?
No.
Seriously?
It would be taken away from you.
That doesn't sound like a very fun place. What if I'm there
yeah,
for?
They're always not.
What if you're there forever?
Have a reputation for not being fun places, you know.
But well, like you got a good okay. director. It's fine.
An activity director, so you have to do all these group activities.
Yes, you got to do all kinds of activities. If you don't do activities, you just sit in your room and sleep all the time. And then they roust you out.
Doesn't sound so
can you read?
They roust you out and make you sit out in the common room with the other crazies, and that's really annoying. So you're much better off going to activities.
Do they let you draw graffiti all day?
Do what?
They let you draw.
Well, they'll only give you crayons, and they'll give you color pages when you ask
like,
for them.
Like construction paper?
Yeah.
Color pages, you said?
Color you pages. White? Like you know, white paper with, book. Like, a coloring book page on it. And then you can color it.
You can't get blank pages?
You can okay. if you ask nicely and,
wow.
and you don't piss
wow.
off
okay.
the people.
Okay, so they totally didn't pick it up. Okay, this is from the actual website we get these from. Because I stopped going to all these other websites. I found one that's just like a plethora of these questions, so... This is the good response. Part. Mercy killing would be if the person was dying anyway and just didn't want to prolong suffering. Killing someone just because they are a whack job is murder. if you know a crime has been committed and you don't tell you know, you're already an accessory to murder.
Thank you.
I'd be telling before he decides you don't look so hot. This part blows my mind. It says, finish the book.
I think she was onto it.
Okay.
Okay. Because finishing the book would answer the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's great. That's awesome.
So I'll have to read from my submit now. So.
Nice little
does it say
who
posted
RGBA.
The question?
Yeah. Oh, none of these have. That's
all
one of the
anonymous.
Things that's disappointing about Advicenators is usually advice columns. They have like some cutesy like. You know,
yeah.
stoned in Phoenix,
yeah.
or
could
well,
murder my mentally challenged friend
in
like Utah,
Cleveland. You know, and this doesn't have that. So,
well, cool.
Yeah, we're gonna play some more music now.
Cool.
that's a Vogel on it.
Yep, it's a plant Vogel sippy cup.
So Stephanie asked for
that's
America slash
got.
Neil Young.
I love it because it's got like you know the giant people and the giant deer,
and then the right by the radiation
right
tower.
By the radiation tower. So it's like you know we're
so much. Horse with no name.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the desert. You can remember your name, cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
La 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 la.
After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la. After 9
with sand and hills and rings. The ocean is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la.
Fauna, and the song's called Toy Cut. They're a Japanese duo of a turntablist and a hip-hop techno producer. And cool. That song was mostly composed with almost nothing but children's toys. Almost. There's a few things they use that like to make them actual beat, but it's pretty cool. I dig it.
I dig it.
They wanted me to play this Tub Adventure
thing. Oh yeah,
thing,
so this is
awful.
Tub Adventure from Awful Games, something awful. It's their first game they put out. It's really good.
Okay.
Very retro. Yeah.
Let's start.
You're in a room all by yourself. How did you get here? What's going on?
There you
I
go.
Don't know.
So we got EBA playing here. Tell us what you're gonna choose there.
Scream for help, scream for ice cream, or panic. I'm gonna scream for ice cream.
All right.
Scream for ice cream, but nothing happens.
Scream for ice cream again.
I'm gonna scream for ice cream again.
Scream for ice cream, but nothing happens.
I'm going to try that one more time.
You scream for ice cream, but nothing happens.
We need to do it again.
Okay, this sucks. I'm going to do it again.
Panic. You scream for ice cream, but nothing happens.
Panic!
Go ahead, panic. I should panic? Okay.
You scream for ice cream, but nothing happens.
Hey, I'm for ice cream?
It would be cool if something did happen.
You panic and start to claw at the walls.
Oh, God, I don't want to die in here.
Punch the walls, punch yourself, do nothing. I'm going to choose punch yourself.
Punch yourself.
I will not.
Yes, you will.
No.
I said you will.
Hey, what? Ow.
Stop hitting yourself.
So I'm going to do nothing.
You do nothing. You still do nothing. Way to go. You did nothing. You punch walls. Yes, you punch walls and you see light shining through them. So you punch some more until you make a big enough hole to walk through.
Free at last!
You enter a green room with a fat, angry woman inside. Uh-oh. You have destroyed my wall! What do you have to say for yourself?
Guess which one I'm going to choose.
I don't know, I can't see.
Fuck you, lady.
Oh yeah? Well, fuck you too! And then she shot you in the head. Oh, no, you have died. Yes, because you have to start all over again. Game over.
Good job, man.
Well, that was something.
Yeah, try again later. You'll figure a way out not to die.
Yeah.
Hopefully, or not.
There's only one that I found.
I don't know.
Did you find more than one?
I can't remember.
Maybe. Okay.
I played it much too.
Please.
Yes.
Surf's up.
We're gonna review some movies.
There's movies we haven't seen.
We're not gonna use the spirit.
No, that's not serious.
It's too much effort.
I know, but it's a tradition.
The little blurbs are the
best part, man.
We got blurbs right here.
I know, but they're not the good blurbs.
This is a question about the Metro Spirit.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Rush Hour 3.
Yes.
Chris Tucker.
I thought it was Rush Limbaugh 3.
Like the second one was not, for public, consumption, but the third one.
Yeah.
Oh boy, look out.
Because now he's off the drugs and Rush is back and he's off the drugs.
Chris Tucker returns to the big screen after a six-year absence as he reunites with the all-star team of co-star Jackie Chan, director Brett Ratner, and writer Jeff Nathanson to deliver the third installment of the blockbuster Rush Hour franchise, arriving in theaters. Rush Hour 3 sees the beloved action comedy duo of Tucker and Chan reprising the roles as LAPD Detective James Carter and Chinese Chief Inspector Lee, respectively. That's kind of an awkward sentence. This time around, the two must travel to Paris to battle a wing of the Chinese organized crime family, the Triads.
I think we get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That blurb was like...
That was way too long.
It does rank, and just FYI, a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not so bad.
Not too bad.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm going to definitely check it out at the Dollar Theater, maybe.
I'm not too amped about it. I saw the second one, was a little disappointed. So.
I'll watch anything with Jack Chan.
Yeah, I know.
Because no matter how bad the movie is, the stunts are always still really good.
Like I said, I didn't think the second one was very good. I have low expectations for the third one.
Yep.
probably 3. I think out of 10. It'll have a few moments, but it'll be pretty lackluster, and I think you're going to see a lot less Jackie Chan, a lot more Chris Tucker.
I'm going to say 6.
5. I'm giving it 2.
0.
7. Five. Jack Chan's the man.
Jackie Chan is cool. And Chris Tucker's cool.
I think Chris Tucker's funny. I just, it doesn't mean it's always guaranteed to work.
In general, Jack Chan, it works. As far as the stunts and stuff.
I never even heard of this movie. It's called Stardust.
Is it based on the Neil Gaiman book?
No. It's got nothing to do with the Neil Gaiman book.
It's based on the Neil Gaiman book.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it had nothing to do with the Neil Gaiman book.
Well, it says in the...
Damn you, Internet!
Right here in the consensus that I'm pulling up. I mean, it's like the first sentence. From the imaginations of best-selling author Neil Gaiman, and director Matthew Vaughn comes Stardust this summer's one totally original fantasy epic that is destined to enchant and excite audiences of all ages.
Following the adventures of a young man who sets out on a quest to prove his love and finds far more than he bargained for, Stardust takes on every fairy tale in which anyone has ever wanted to believe, from wicked witches to dashing princes, flying pirates to dueling swordsmen, magical spells to mystical destinies. It all adds up to a funny, romantic tale of true love and higher adventure unlike any other.
Ten.
You know, I liked that movie a lot more, I think, back when it was...
Princess Bride?
Yes, The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride and the Stardust have totally different premises in the books.
The preview doesn't look anything like Princess Bride.
No, but that synopsis sounded like Princess Bride.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, but you don't know what the actual story's about from the synopsis. I mean, this piece of rock falls from the sky, lands in Fairyland, and becomes a beautiful girl. And this boy that is on the edge of Fairyland sees the falling star and says, "Upon that falling star, I pledge my love to thee. I shall bring it back to you." To his love.
You're not selling it.
Yeah, he's probably not going to fall over the girl.
Yeah,
nice.
You ain't selling it for us.
Fallen star girl as like a sex slave or something?
No. The other girl doesn't even like the guy at all. He's just in love with her.
Oh.
And then the fairy girl ends up being released from the bonds and everything's groovy. But if she ever leaves Fairyland, she'll turn back into a rock.
I can tell you're gonna go check this out.
I wanna go check it out. I'll give it an 8.5.
It looks like Lord of the Ring for chicks. That's what you know. That's why all the girls wanna go see it.
I'm gonna say 5. I feel kinda like
chick flicky.
No, I don't think it's chick flicks. Nothing for or against. I wish they weren't every bit as cliched as
guy films. Fun of cliches. No Gaiman makes fun of fairy tales in this book. That's what makes it so funny.
Okay.
Is the movie going to be that funny, though?
I hope so.
It really didn't look that funny from the trailers.
It's with Terry Pratchett.
Is he the one who wrote
Ricky Gervais?
No, okay.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
I mean, it's got a lot of high name
actors.
Who is it? Robert De Niro.
I think Claire Danes, isn't it?
Claire Danes is the girl?
Yeah.
Star girl or the other girl?
S&P and I
mentioned that today we got the enjoyment of going to a grand opening at a funeral home. We got food from it. The food
was
awesome.
Did you get like a free corpse or something?
No, but I had a look at the report.
Daddy
Day Camp. Nobody in there today.
5 stars for me. What do you guys think?
It's probably, if it's funny... You know, if it lives up to the comedy of the book, like Stephanie's talking about, it's apparently a pretty highly regarded book. I'll say 8. If it falls flat as far as the comedy, it's probably going to be more like 5. It all hinges.
8.5 to 9.
Okay.
Because really, they should make some good, funny movies about stuff like this, you know?
Yeah.
It's Lord of the Rings kind of stuff, you know, it's too serious. And
yep.
That's way too beyond what I'm talking about. That's a whole nother.
It should have stopped at 2. The third one. They're saying it's going to be 7.
Shrek. I thought it was 5.
Right from where it was 7.
We have Daddy Day Camp.
Oh, 0.
I just, come on, guys. Let me read the thing
don't
first.
Really
okay. This hilarious sequel.
Yes, yeah, 0.
To the smash hit. Just count the lies that are in this description, okay?
Uh-huh.
To the smash hit.
1, 2.
Daddy Daycare finds dads Charlie Hinton and Phil Ryerson, a.k.a. Cuba Gooding Jr., in another kid-harried adventure as they take over running a summer day camp. Armed with no knowledge of the great outdoors, a dilapidated facility, and a motley group of campers, it doesn't take long before things get out of control. Up against threats of foreclosure and declining enrollment, Charlie is forced to call in his estranged father, Colonel Buck Hinton, to help bring the camp together and teach everyone about teamwork, perseverance, and the power of forgiveness.
Aww. At least his dad wasn't a priest.
All I have to say is that when you can't get the two people who were in the original bad movie to come back and do the sequel...
What was it? What was the original movie?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's on this?
Some other guy?
Steve Martin.
No, yeah. Steve Martin. Apparently this movie was so good, Eddie Murphy turned it down.
Yeah.
I mean, after making Pluto Nash and that whole series of
Haunted Mansion.
Don't ever talk to me again.
The Haunted Mansion video game.
I like Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, you're really not racking them up here.
Yeah.
I liked what was the other one?
Your credibility is like just like skyrocketing lower and lower.
Cool points are negative.
I never had cool points.
Now you're in debt. You're in cool point debt.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I had punk rock points instead.
You can be cool for the rest of your life. And it's
punk rock chicks do not wear purple shirts with butterflies on them.
Punk rock chicks
shred.
Anyway.
Yeah, so we're going to play some more music.
Cool.
So what do we want to hear, guys?
Let's play some more MIA.
Nope. Okay, well, we're gonna wish Bracular, a.k.a. John, goodbyes. Thanks for coming on the show. He's dipping out.
Yay!
No, it's good having you.
Yeah.
So he's going to miss our little goodbye, but...
My head sounds like that.
Thank you.
That was Beastie Boys from their new album with the song Off the Grid. The new album's called The Mix-Up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. You like it a lot more than I do,
I think.
This has been our podcast. It's been a good one. We've had John, who left.
Hi, Kimmer.
We had Stephanie and Amber. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah.
In unison.
Sorry. Great minds think alike. Yeah, I had a good time. I think I spoke up a little bit more in this podcast than I do in most.
Good for you.
I'm looking forward to Stardust.
I had 1,000 white blank cards to help.
Any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to the $31,000 check in Ian's pocket
with
my name
on
it.
Air.
I love it.
Because you guys get robbed now.
No, we're not going to get robbed. That's going straight to the bank. I'm
the bank will rob you.
The bank will not rob me. I'm fixing to turn 29 years old, and for the first time in my life, I can say that I am buying a house. I'm going to build equity. I'm going to start paying myself every month rather than
having to
write a rich check and pay somebody else every month. I get to pay myself. I'm trying to be wise. I feel like a kid on Christmas Day. Huh?
We'll be paying the bank.
I'll be paying a mortgage, but I'll be building equity in the house, and this is a house that I have a feeling will appreciate in value in a very short period of time.
You know, with the work that they're about to do on the street down the road, that'll shoot it up.
Oh yeah.
My house went up $20,000.
Because they're gonna gild the street in gold.
Yes.
They're gonna put up curly gates, and they're gonna call it heaven.
In the middle of the street.
Why would you use gold as pavement?
Because you've got.
I like Sacagawea coins.
Me too.
Well, good for you.
They're gold.
But yeah. My question to our audience is: if you happen to be able to give a shout out to a $31,000 check, what would you do with it? If you had the opportunity to have that lump of change,
I would snort cocaine off the bellies of hookers.
Yeah.
I have a question.
I was going to do that anyway, but
shouldn't we do an appeal to the people near your apartment complex here in Georgia? I'm not going to say where it is, about Trixie.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. S&P and I have a long-haired Chihuahua. She comes to the name Trixie. And I live in an apartment complex currently that's off of Alexander Road, which is right there up against Washington Road.
Yeah, we'll be lucky if this gets uploaded for 3 weeks.
Ah.
Well, she might still be missing.
She might still be missing then.
Oh, she's missing?
Yeah. She ran away on Monday, almost a week ago. But she's got a maroon harness with no tags, and she's an extremely quiet Chihuahua. She's very calm, she's very sweet, and we miss her horribly. That's my brief synopsis. You want to say anything more?
Cool. That's cool.
So shout out to Trixie.
Shout out to
Be
Trixie.
Good.
Yeah, I had the same nightmare 3 times that somebody had knocked on my door, and they had her, and I was holding her up against me, and she was all squirmy and happy, and then I put my hand, kind of under her armpits to look at her face, and she had no eyes. It was like something out of Doctor Who. It's not like her eyes were missing. It was like just blank, where no eyes had ever been. It's a really bizarre dream, and I've had it 3 times now. But yeah, I hope she comes home. I hope, I see her again, but my hopes are not high. They're not.
Well, on that note, you've been listening to the podcast. I'm EBA, and you can email us at this thing.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Check us out at podcast.shapelessmass.com. Check me out at shapelessmass.com. Mr. Pierce is too lazy to give a website. And check us out at myspace.com/shapelessmasscast. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios. Bye.
Shameless, I say,
right, yes, that's right.